This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 18th of February, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Spotting Things Which Don't Have to Be Suppressed. This group processing session is 56 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, this is the 18th of February, 1954. And this morning we're going to run an extremely simple process. Extremely simple. We're going to spot now some things that have to be suppressed by spotting things which don't have to be suppressed. This is very simple. You know, Freudian analysis depends upon this mechanism. We're not interested in Freudian analysis, but let's see if you can find something you're suppressing now that you didn't know you were suppressing. Now, let's play a game and turn on this as an automaticity by giving me some things which you are not suppressing. Some more things you're not suppressing. Okay, and now some places where you are not. Now really spot these places where you are not and get it for sure whether or not you're there. And now some more things that you're not suppressing. And now some things that aren't trying to revolt against you. Some more things that aren't specifically leading a revolution against your government as a person. And now some places in the present time environment where you are not. Okay, and now some things which are not waiting to move in the moment you move out. Some more things that aren't waiting to move in the moment you move out. Okay, now let's find some places you're not. And now some things which aren't in immediate competition with you, that aren't competing with you. Okay, and some places where you are not. and some things which aren't jealous of you. And some places where you are not. And now some races which may or may not be in progress, in which you're not competing. Some races in which you're not competing. Find one for sure. And now some places where you are not in the present time environment, some places where you are not. And now some things where you don't have to be first or the finest. Now some places where you are not. And some things at which you don't have to be the best one. You know, the best eater in the cafeteria, the best this, the best that. Now some places in the environment where you are not. And now some kinds of races in which you're not competing. At this instant, and some places where you are not. And some things which you could be compared with. And some places where you are not. Now some places where you don't have to arrive first. And some places in the present time environment where you are not thinking. Okay, and now some groups to which you do not have to belong. Some are groups to which you don't have to belong. And some countries of which you're not a citizen. And some churches you don't have to go to. And some places where you're not in the third grade. Some places where you're not. And now some barriers which are not in front of you. Some more barriers that are not in front of you. And some barriers that are not just back of you. You know, wall of pea soup or something. And some barriers which are not just to the right of you. Some which are not just to the left of you. And some which are not just under you. Which are not just over you. And some very vast spaces which are not just in front of you. Which are not just behind you. Which are not just to the right of you. you're not just to the left of you. Some spaces that are not above you. Some spaces that are not just below you. And now some places in the present time environment where you are not. Okay, now let's find some places you could go to without running into a brick wall. And some places you could go to without running into a concrete wall. And some things you could say without putting your mother immediately in front of you, instantly. Some things you could say without putting your father immediately in front of you. Some things you could say without putting a school teacher immediately in front of you. Okay, now let's find some places you are not. Now let's find something you could back away from that wouldn't immediately follow you. Get this one for sure. Something you could back away from that wouldn't immediately follow you. Okay, now be in a place you'd like to be in, or conceive yourself to be there. Be in a place you'd like to be in is best. And let's get some things now you're not trying to hold in this place. find some things you're not trying to push out of this place. And some things you're not trying to pull into this place. And some things you're not trying to push out of this place. Some things you're not trying to hold out of this place. And some people who are not insisting that you leave this place. And some people who are not insisting that you stay in this place. And now get some places where you are not. Some more places where you are not. And let's check over some noises right here now that you're not trying to hold off or shut off or screen off from yourself. Some more noises you're not trying to hold off from yourself. Some noises which are not at this moment trying to drive you away from where you are. And some noises you are not at this moment making. And some kinds of music which you are not at this moment listening to.
If music turns on every time you think of one, why, that's okay. Only isolate what's turning it on. Let's get some more music that you're not listening to. Now some music that's not trying to lure you somewhere. And some animal cries which are not musical. And some places where you're not at this moment going unconscious. And mock up a symbol which has no significance. And some things you're not trying to hold out of this classroom. And some explosives which you don't have in your pocket. Some which are not in your head. Well, wherever you are, spot something real and reach for it and withdraw from it. Find the floor beneath your feet. Okay. Now let's get something very, very definite here and very, very positive. Let's get a place where you really are not. Now, I mean this now. I don't care how far out you've got to go or something. A place that you really are not. Got it? Now, a place where you really are not. Oh, let's get one for absolutely sure. Now, you can do this by the incredible. I am not here last week or something. Or you can do this by the impossible, which means a non-existent place. You're not there. Let's get a place for sure that you're not. Not the one that you flip to immediately, that you think of it, or something of the sort. But let's be very positive about this now. And some more of them now. How far out do you have to go? What do you have to get to? But let's really get one, a place where you are not. Place where you are not for absolutely sure. to more places that you're not. But you're just real sure you're not there. Now let's get a place that you can look at and know you're not there. And now let's get a place where you know you're not with great certainty without looking at it. You just know you're not there. Don't bother to look at it. You just know you're not there. Then don't bother to check yourself. Just know you're not there. If you have to check yourself afterwards, you didn't know, see? All right, now let's not worry about it. Just you can get a place that you know you're not in without looking at. Some place, somewhere you can get that you don't have to look at, know you're not in. Some place, somewhere. And some more such places. You just know you're not in these places just by knowing you're not in these places. Now, we don't care how you do this one, but let's just get some places where you know you aren't. Maybe you can look any way you want to check it. Let's get some places for sure that you know you're not. Some more places you know you're not. Now, very orderly now, let's get some more places where you know you're not. Now let's get some things that you know you're not fighting. And now some places you know you're not inside of. Some more places you know you're not inside of. Now some things you are not this moment trying to control. That you know you're not trying to control. get some for sure now, at least one. Sort out some more of them. Get something you know you're not trying to control at this moment. Now, for sure, some things you're not trying to control. Some more things you're not trying to control. And some places you're not inside of. And some people who are not present. Some more things you're not inside of. Some more things you're not inside of. Now, some places that you know you're not. Now, let's get one for sure. Not be spotty about this. Let's get one for sure. And now, some places you know you're not in rather than have to check. One place at least that you don't have to look at and check. You just know you're not him. Some more places you know you're not in without looking. Now, some things you don't have to prove to yourself. Some more things you don't have to prove to yourself. Some more things you don't have to prove to yourself. Let's get some things that are not being proved to you at this moment. Now let's get some places you are not being sent away from at this moment. Okay, now let's run a little different kind of an exercise. Let's point to various places, one after the other, and say, I'm there. Make a liar out of yourself. Point to place after place, I'm there. You just say, I'm there. Don't go there. Just say you're there. Make a liar out of yourself. The way you'd prove it to yourself is to then immediately be there. Well, just don't do that. Just indicate place after place. Point them out. Say, well, that's where I am. Now let's change that a little bit and point at these places and say, at last I've discovered where I am. I'm right there. Some more places. Last, I've discovered where I am. Get enormous relief on this now. I'm there. Get some more places now and say, well, I'm there. Nothing you can do about it. Can't get yourself out of the place. You're there. That's that. You have the beautiful sadness there. No way to withdraw from this place. There you are. Found yourself, but there you are, stuck. Now get how thoroughly stuck you are in each one of these places. Inextricable. Final. Get the horrible finality of it now, each time. Get place after place, and this time get very unlikely places. Horrible finality of it. You're there. No way to get you out. Done. Gone. Pick out place after place, spot these actual places, point to them, say, well, there I am, there I'll be. That's the end of me. Go get a lot more of these places. Now get a series of places now, one after the other, that you're not trying to move to some other place. Not trying to move the right-hand corner of the room over to the left-hand corner and so forth. Places you're not trying to move anyplace else. Some more places, you're not trying to move to other places. Some more places, you're not trying to move to other places. Now, let's get some places you're not trying to fix right there. You know, not trying to make stick right there. Not trying to make this building stick against the ground and so forth. Some for sure now. I don't care how far afield you have to go for this. And now some places you're not trying to uproot. Some more places you're not trying to uproot. Now let's get series of two places apiece, places you're not trying to hold apart. Two places you're not trying to hold apart from each other. All right, now let's get another series of places that you're not trying to hold together. No, not trying to hold the chimney on the stove, so forth. And some places now that you're not trying to keep apart. Series of two. And some people you're not trying to keep apart. And some people you're not trying to hold together. Okay, find a couple of pieces of matter, objects. Hold on to them. And get whether or not you're holding them apart or pulling them together. Okay. Let's find the floor. End of session.